This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, June 23rd, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. In the report this week, thousands of public employees march for decent wages. The world economy is losing trillions because many women cannot find paid employment. More workers are likely to die as they build stadiums for global games. And the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. June 23rd is Public Services Day, and hundreds of thousands of public employees are using the day to fight for pay increases and quality public services. I talked to Rosa Pavanelli, the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents some 20 million workers who are members of more than 600 unions in 154 countries. I asked Ms. Pavanelli if conditions for public service workers had changed for the better over the past year.
I would be happy to say that the situation has changed, but unfortunately, this is not the case. Around the world, in many, many countries, people are suffering because they have no access to education. And workers in those sectors are suffering of very bad working conditions and a drop in their wages and in their rights in general, including the right to strike. And this is because governments pretend not to have money to afford the cost of public services, while there's a lot of money hidden in tax havens.
One of the regions with extensive union activity in support of public service workers today is Europe. Thousands of union members are marching through all of the major cities in Europe calling for a pay increase. Jan Willem Houdrian is the General Secretary of the European Public Service Union. EPSU represents 8 million workers who are members of unions throughout Europe.
There is a recognition that public service workers in Europe deserve an increase in their pay. Just as a little background to remind ourselves that since the financial crisis in 2008, public service workers in Europe suffered pay cuts, pay freezes, and for some workers that were pay freezes for as much as 6, 7, or even 8 years, like childcare workers in Hungary. And slowly we see a return to bargaining, but to remind us that in 19 countries, these pay freezes have taken place, affecting over 20 million public service workers. So that's why this year on Public Service Day, we want to highlight that it's crucial that Europe's public service workers get a pay increase and deserve better pay.
The world is losing trillions of dollars by not allowing women the opportunity to gain paid employment. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The fact that fewer women than men are participating in the global workforce is costing the world trillions of dollars. Currently, about 49% of women are in the workforce, compared to 71% of men. A new study by the International Labour Organization shows that increasing employment opportunities and supports for women would boost global employment by $189 million. It estimates that $5.8 trillion would be added to the global economy if the participation gap between women and men was decreased by 25%. The ILO is the United Nations agency which focuses on matters of work in the world. The ILO study shows that fewer than 50% of women are participating in the workforce, but 70% of them want paid jobs. This gap shows that women experience significant barriers in becoming employed. These barriers include discrimination against women, lack of educational opportunities, unpaid care responsibilities in the home, and marital status. Cultural norms concerning gender roles are also a major factor. The report calls for measures to improve equality in labor conditions and reshape gender roles. These include promoting equal pay for work of equal value and erasing violence and harassment against women and men in the world of work. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
There are growing concerns that more workers will be injured or even killed as stadiums for global games such as the FIFA World Cup of Football are being built. The World Cup will be hosted by Russia in 2018. FIFA is the world body which regulates the sport. Meanwhile, stadiums are being built for the 2020 Olympics in Japan and the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. The global labor body, which is working to help the thousands working on the stadiums and other facilities, is the Building of Woodworkers International. BWI represents some 12 million workers who are members of more than 300 unions in 130 countries. I talked to Ambit Yusin, the General Secretary of BWI.
You know, Mark, we have a memorandum of understanding with FIFA and FIFA Russia to conduct joint inspection. Indeed, we were given access to the site. We have found problems in terms of health and safety. You know, if you look at having personal protective equipment, looking at the scaffolding, you know, looking at the health records and other issues. And we find some problems there. No? Also found that many of the migrants are not receiving their wages on time. They are delayed by 1 or 2 months. And of course, for them, they are migrants. That's a big impact on that. You know, in fact, there were 5 strikes there. Workers just went out because their wages are not paid. And lastly, the most important problem, as of now, the record is 17 workers died in the construction of the stadiums in Russia. And then for us, this is alarming. You know, in Sochi, Winter Olympics, there are 70 workers died in the construction of the facilities. And most of the accidents happened actually when you rush the work to beat the deadline.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of over 300 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to news about the $100 million payment made to Canadian education workers after their constitutional right to collective bargaining was violated by legislation imposing a contract on their unions, and the reaction of transport workers around the world to the resignation of Uber's founder. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Italian public transport workers caused national chaos when they held a 24-hour walkout to protest the planned privatization of large parts of the country's rail and bus systems. A walkout by Indian tea plantation workers expanded to include more employers last week. Waste management workers stopped work to demand a living wage in South Africa. Colombian teachers ended their 37-day-long strike with a victory. The month-long waste collection workers' strike in South Africa ended when the labor court forced the strikers back to work, while waste workers in India started an indefinite strike over the restructuring of the services that they provide. A 5-month-long walkout by Nigerian university workers ended when the workers were promised the back pay owed to them. And also striking over wage theft were public sector workers in Pakistan. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the ban on brassieres at the Australian Mint. The women who work in horrendous conditions to make clothing for Ivanka Trump's brand, and the macroeconomic effects of underpaying women in Japan. The Health and Safety Newswire we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the safety concerns of Canadian prison guards, the deaths of 2 Australian farm workers in just a few days, and the French public transport drivers who were wearing skirts in the summer heat after being denied the right to wear short pants. Currently, Labor Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.